Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Siren Media Radio Show.
Siren Media Group is a multimedia company.
They were suffering all forms of colonization, oppression, exploitation, degradation, humiliation, discrimination, and every other kind of
hate. I think there's still a lot of hope for us to progress.
We are continuing last week's topic of the complex business, social, and political street mind of Tupac Shakur.
We are shot. We're either going to leave you with one of the two keys, either dinner or better.
Siren Media Radio, topic today is a family secret. Incest and molestation.
It's devastating.
It's the job of the parents to protect the children.
So our topic today is, should college student athletes receive payments?
That person, the college, is making probably about $4 to $5 million a year off that person.
Siren Media Radio. So our topic today is, my baby is a gangster like me. Hereditary gang membership.
The recession is getting bad now for the whole world. But it's really been bad for poor people in America for a long time.
Because those of us who walk around free of incarceration have figured out a way to institutionalize ourselves.
As generations of poverty who didn't believe that they could rise above their class, their stature, their education level, tried to get in where they can fit in.
There have been many of our people across the country from all walks of life who have taken it upon themselves to try and pool their ideas and to come up with some kind of solution to the problem that confronts all of our people.
What's good, people? Today is Thursday, February 5th, 2015, and you're listening to the Siren Media Radio Show. I'm your host from Michigan, Dwight Rock Walker, General Manager of Siren Media Group, and joining me today, she's a social worker as well as a social and political pundit from Jersey City, New Jersey, Sean Defense, a.k.a. IQ. What's good, IQ?
Good evening, gentlemen. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you again tonight.
No doubt. And he's a writer, rapper, and works with troubled youth in Atlanta, Georgia. Sean Ennis, a.k.a. Wise. What's good, Wise?
Yo, I'm making it, man. Glad to be here. Long live the revolution, man.
No doubt. Our phone lines are open at 347-215-7095. Once again, that's 347-215-7095. And remember, our blogs are open at blogtalkradio.com/Siren Media Radio, and it's still our Facebook page at Siren Media Radio. That's one word, S-I-R-A, Media Radio. We also have our main Siren page, I should say, because we never mention it in the show. It's Siren Media Group. That's on Facebook. And once again, S-I-R-A. Great things on there as to the state of Siren Media Group. There's other things on there as far as how to get into the music industry, videography, production, different articles on there. So definitely go to the Siren Media Group page. You can see a lot of stuff there. Now, Siren Media Group is a multimedia company with focus on music production, film, videography, photography, graphic design, and entertainment. Our radio show focuses on all these elements, including social and political awareness. And you guys see, every week I try to get a little faster with that. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but we'll get there eventually. So our topic today is, do young adults plan adequately for the future? I thought this would be a very interesting topic. The reason why I came up with it initially is because I had a cousin of mine who was around 17 years old, about to turn 18, and very smart kid. You know, he would go to school, take a test, he can pass it. He just would never stay in class. He ended up roaming the halls all the time. He would never do the work, you know, since he was so smart, he could just do a test and pass. But he didn't pass, and it took him about 3 years to get his GED because he didn't, you know, dedicate himself. So during that time period, I asked him, what do you want to do with your life? You know, you're roaming the halls, you're doing this and that. What do you want to do? And he said basically he wanted to own a store. So I said, okay, well, if you want to own a store, you know that entails knowing math, knowing about business, knowing retail business, knowing different things. You need to come up with the money in order to get that store, you know. So what have you planned so far in order to get to that level? And he didn't plan anything. He just knew what he wanted to do. And I'm starting to find this with a lot of people. A lot of people say, I want to do this, I want to do that. A lot of young adults, they want to get into a certain area in their life, but unfortunately, they don't plan ahead. So the first thing I want to ask here is, with my panel, and I'm going to start with you, IQ. When you were younger and you were getting out of high school, did you plan your future, and how well did your plans go, if you did?
I had an idea of what I wanted to do for my future, but because my son came along, I had to make side plans, I guess you could say. I saw me as a lawyer when I was in high school and when I was in grammar school. But, you know, again, my son came along and I had to do what I needed to do to take care of him. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I am a very, very good advocate for the people I service in the community. So I didn't achieve a law degree. However, I am able to be effective within the community.
And I would think that sometimes you do plan, and that's part of it, and sometimes you need to adjust your plans. And I think that's all right to do that. Why?
When I was a kid, what I wanted to be was either a teacher or a preacher. The streetlight hit me, and I forgot about both of those things. But when I came back to my reality, I'm just going to be honest about it, that I wanted to be a kingpin. You know, I always did music, and I really thought that was going to take off. I never had any hesitation about that, but I always went to school. I had prepared. I went to college. I studied to be a teacher. When I went into the teaching field, I loved teaching, but I just hated the system. I knew what I wanted to do so far as helping people. My education helped me pursue that. But I found in life, as it shot with IQ, when certain things came up, it changed my perspective of what I wanted to do or how I would go about it. So I had to adapt my vision and try to seek better education, better learning, a better tool.
You know, it's funny. I remember, first of all, you know, I was in music most of my life. My father was a singer, my uncles, my grandparents. So for me to go into music, owning the studio, IQ, you remember, you used to go to the studio. Even at a young age, I'm on tour at 15. So for me, I wanted to go into music, but my mother was a teacher, and she would always say, you know, you need to focus on school, you know, so that if one thing doesn't work out, you can always do something else. And I always carry that with me. So even going into college, I went into college to do business, own a studio at the time. And once I graduated that, ended up going to school for media arts, which is why I'm here today. But it was the different mediums that now I can actually run a business and still work a regular 9-to-5 job because I went to school for both, you know. So, and eventually they'll collide together, which is the plan. So I still plan now. So actually I can't say that I initially planned that in the beginning. I did plan the balance. I just remember watching the movie. I don't know if you guys remember watching the movie Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, and how he used to wear all these nice suits and stuff and go to work every day. And he was in advertising. And I'm just looking like, wow, you know, and they're in charge of everything. You got all the videos and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, you know, I wouldn't mind doing something like that. So that's when I started dressing the part and all of that. So you never know who's going to influence you. But basically, I knew that I was going to work a 9-to-5 while I was in college. I planned on leaving my first college and going to my second college, before, you know, when I bought the car first and then went to the second college and moving and doing all these other things. So I can say pretty much I did plan most of the things. Now, obviously, you go get a job or something like that, you don't know necessarily what job you're going to have 5-10 years from now. You know, but it is good to plan. But I do find, I want to ask you guys this, and I'm going to start with you, IQ. I do find that a lot of kids don't plan for the future because they think more immediate. Do you think that's the case? And if so, should the parents be doing something extra in order to get them to plan for the future, if they can?
Well, I know that's the case because immediate gratification seems to be what drives a lot of our youth. I don't think it's the onus is just on the parents in the home because, as we all know, there are a lot of children who are not in the homes of their parents. But I do believe that as community, whether it's inner city or suburban America, we need to incorporate life skills in our high school curriculum in that we are teaching our children, you know, how to balance a checkbook, you know, in terms of how to make sure that you're making decisions that are going to be in your best interest long term, not just decisions that are going to make you feel good right now. It would be great if it was the onus was just on the parents, but let's face it, there are too many cases where the parents aren't raising the children. I think the onus is on whomever it is that has guardianship of our children, and we should be able to start prior to high school. I'm sure wives can attest to the fact that, you know, by the time he and I bump heads with these young people, they're already teenagers, and a lot of times they learn so much in the school of hard knocks, they really don't have the patience or the tolerance to hear what it is we have to say. So I think we really should attempt to incorporate something not just at the home base but in school as well.
Wise, what's the outcome of a child who doesn't plan for their future?
You ever been to the corner store in the middle of the night and it's a guy sitting up there with his hat crooked and dirty clothes on and he smells funny and he's asking, can you get a little bit of change to get a beer?
Yeah.
That's kind of like it. That's what kind of happens. And one of the worst-case scenarios, the other case scenario is jail. Or you're 55 years old working at McDonald's, not because it's a part-time job, but because this is the only way you can pay yourself. And even with McDonald's these days, you got to have a high school education. You know, the end result is constantly living in a situation where you can't dictate your standard of living, where you constantly have to conform and put yourself in everyone else's box in order to just break bread. Welfare, you know, and I'm not just talking about a little bit of food stamps, I'm talking about subsidized housing and things like that. A lifestyle that's really, you know, going hand to mouth. Instead of being able to feed yourself in a way that's conducive to how you want to live and a plan for a future, I deal with adolescents who are raised in the system, and the system basically guides them and holds their hand. And when they turn 18, most cases, and if they're lucky in 21, they basically cut them off. I'm like, we're done with you. And sometimes maybe after they leave, once they're 18, they come back. Maybe like when they're 19 to 20 and they knock on our gate asking for help and we can't do anything for them legally. And that's what happens to people who don't prepare for education. And the other thing is you 40 years old staying in your mom's basement, nigga.
Well, the other thing, too, as I was mentioning before, life skills. See, life skills helps them to appreciate plan B and plan C. Because sometimes brothers and sisters have a plan, they initiate the plan and are successful at the plan, but then life happens. And now we're not off of our path. But if you have a plan B and C in place, then you're able to say, well, the fact that my success has been delayed doesn't mean my success is denied. I have to detour, but I can still get there. And I think that's one of the things you have to continue to reiterate to the young people that we're around and that we work with.
So here's the other side to that, though. What about a child who, and I'm saying child, I mean young adult, someone who is 17, 18, 19 years old, about to graduate school, but they don't want a plan. You try to put it in their head over and over and over again. You need to make a decision. Are you going to go in the military? Are you going to go into college? Are you going to go here? This, and that person just does not want to plan, no matter what. Then in a case like that, and I'm going to get both your opinions on this, starting with you, Wise, what do you do in a case like that? Let's say it's your child. What do you do in a case like that?
Well, I was grateful. I'm going to speak from experience on this one. I was grateful enough to have been in a living situation to where I was nurtured, taught well in school. And when I graduated from high school, I was 18 years old. And once I got my diploma, I went instantly from everyone's baby to that nigga in the house without a job. So I had to make sure I had some type of thing. Seriously. And so it was the mentality of, okay, let's throw the bird out the nest. It's indicative on the parents to prepare a child for a successful life without them. And sometimes partly doing that is letting go. Children are staying home for much longer. People are staying home with their parents to like they're 30 years old. I moved out at an early age and had my own. I think you should kind of force them out so they can find, like, listen, if you're not going to go to school and you're not going to get a job, then you're going to have to get out. And if you go out there and you see what the real life is like after you've been living this shelter life that the parents usually provide for the children in good case scenarios, then when that child sees the difference in life, either they're going to conform, they're going to fly, or they're going to fall. And that's kind of like what you're going to have to do, because by keeping them so close, you're only handicapping them. And parents, you're not supposed to live longer than your child. Plan for that. And by nurturing them too damn much, we're making a group of these entitled young adults who walk around thinking the world owes them something to pay $300 sneakers they never had to pay for.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be, and IQ, do you find that to be the case? Because the funny thing is, when we grew up, most of us didn't grow up with a lot of money, you know. So if we were, I won't say deprived, we lived, but we didn't have certain things that maybe other people had. So when you have your children now, you want to try and give them all the stuff that you didn't have when you were a child. But by doing that, you actually spoil them. So when they get older, they expect it. And because they expect it, they end up not doing for themselves. They expect you to do it. And they get mad at you if you don't do it. Now, do you find that to be the case today with a lot of the kids that you've counseled and have done that? Do you find that to be the case?
It's not just the children I've counseled, but my children, too. Jabari's going to be 18 next month. And Damien's already grown and out there. But they were doing their own laundry when they were 11, 12 years old. They can cook. They can clean a house. But see, that's because I made sure that they understood work ethic. You don't get it because you won it. You get it because you earned it. So not only did they have to deal with the frustration in terms of mommy getting on my nerves, you also just go ahead and buy what I want her to buy, but that's the way life works. Everything you want is not going to come to you just simply because you want it. You have to get out there and you have to earn it. So I didn't just do it here at home. I also do it with the youth that I work with. But that question that you asked me prior to this one, we have to enforce with the young people that we work with and that we encounter. Your fear of failure should never be greater than your faith in yourself. The fact that you did not take the step you wanted to take today does not mean that you cannot take that step on tomorrow and be even more successful than you thought you were going to be yesterday. They have to have an understanding that hard work and endurance is what's necessary. Patience is nice, but you have to be able to endure whatever's necessary in order to be successful.
If I could piggyback off you, IQ, for 1 second. You know, if we're looking at an 18-year-old or when they're about to graduate and they're not motivated, then there's something that has not have been done while they were children and adolescents. As a parent, when my little girl falls, it breaks my heart, and I want to rush over and get her, but I don't. When she's got a little tear in her eye, I back up, and I ask her, hey, why do we fall down? And she look at me, she say, to learn to get back up, and then she gets up. I need to teach her to stand on her own now. I teach her how, even in my situation when she wants something to drink, I have a level where everything, all the adult stuff that's in the refrigerator she can't touch, but we put a juice bottle, a water bottle, and a milk bottle so she can know that she can go do things for herself. She won't have to ask me to do it. If you want it, you got to go get it yourself. And this is part of teaching integrity and teaching the race is not won by the swift, but he who can endure to the end. And we have to better equip and tool our children. But if you plan for this and it doesn't work in your favor, what is your skill set that you may prepare a way for yourself in this world when I'm not here? Because I'm not going to do it forever.
So what I'm hearing here is when you, a child who's going to make a decision when they're 17 years old, as a parent, you need to really start training them early on. Because when they turn 17 or 18 years old, they really should have a plan based on what that parent or guardian has set for them early on. So
not only a plan, but you should have a template. You know, we want to look at successful children. We're looking at 9 times out of 10 at it from successful parenting, successful grandfather, and successful mother. And like, what is the template that the parents show the child? What tools are in place that they can say, well, daddy works, mommy works. You know, I see where she gets this from. Mommy has this because mommy did that. The process of working, not just every time you turn around, there's a gift in this child's face, and it magically appeared with some money in their hand. They get no concept of the connection. And we have to just make them well-rounded and show them by example. Rock, your children are going to want to get something because look at how they live. IQ, your children want to do something because look at who their parent is. That's a very dominant influence on whoever the official guardian is. What are we showing our children as they're with us every day? And then we expect them to be a man or a woman. Some of us, we're not even showing them that from their childhood.
You know, subliminal messages go a very long way because I'm a single parent, always have been a single parent, but I'm blessed in that I've raised husbands. My son decided he wanted a family. He didn't decide he wanted a baby mother. He wanted a family, so he got married. I don't like that they got married so young, but at the end of the day, guess what? He knew that that's the way it's supposed to go. I want a child. I want a wife. This is what I need to do to support the child and the wife. But again, it goes back to what you said, rock planning. What is it that we want to do? And as parents, you may not necessarily be happy with the decisions that they made, but you have to allow them the opportunity to execute their choice and see that it wasn't in their best interest. Now, we have a college student in my home soon. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But he's changed his mind several times in reference to what he's going to major in. And guess what? He's supposed to. He's young. He doesn't know what it is, perhaps, that he wants to do. You know what I mean? So it's my responsibility just to encourage him to make sure that he goes into a higher institution of learning. Now, what you figure out about yourself once you're there, that's on you as a person, and I can't make that decision for you. But as a parent, like what I said, I'm going to make sure my foot is so far up in your ass that you know that this is what it is you need to do because it's the next step in life for you. Now, I can't speak for your friends or those who you're surrounded by, but for you, this is the next step.
Yeah.
You know, I just realized, IQ, that you're actually a grandmother. I didn't realize that. I guess mm-hmm. I am.
Grandma.
But, wow. But it's funny when you think about these kids, and I understand what you guys are saying as far as let that parent be the template. Now, what do you do about that child who doesn't have a template, who didn't have the parent? What advice would you give to that person? Because they don't have someone to look at least from a parent standpoint, to look at as that guide. So what do you tell that person? And I'll start with you, Waz.
Yo, I fit both categories. Because by the time I got answer the question. Get a mentor. First of all, define what you think is success of your individual without a mentor or someone in your life to guide you. Find what you think will define a success. Identify that. Find someone who personifies it and ask them to teach you. Don't ask them to give you nothing. Don't ask them to provide anything for you. Just ask them to show you. I survived so long as I had the benefits of mentors, whether it was in the street, whether it was the assistant mayor of Jersey City, whether it was U-Rock who mentored me in music and showed me about films and video, maybe thinking more than just being a rapper. Find someone who you think has success and attach yourself onto them. When they speak, you listen. Soak it up. And do the best you can from there, and keep redefining that. If that's not your success, find another mentor. Find someone who can teach and school you the way you want to be taught.
IQ?
I agree with everything Waz just said, but let me add, be consistent. Be consistent as the mentor, and be so consistent that you encourage the person, the mentee, to be consistent as well. Encourage endurance, and make sure that you invest in them. The fact that everything that it is that they're going to absorb is going to be to their benefit. And remind them as often as possible, it's not about what you're going to gain today. It's about what you're learning so that you can capitalize and gain going forward. Because it's not about temporary gratification. It's about a permanent solution.
That actually goes right into the next segment I want to go into with the last couple of minutes that we have here. So the one thing about young people is they want to be something. They can want to be a rapper. They can want to be a singer. They can want to be a fireman or something like that. They can want to be a lot of things. A lot of times, depending on what they want to be, sometimes people might deem it to be unrealistic. I don't believe it's unrealistic. I just think you should prepare not only for that career, but for something else at the same time, just in case that doesn't take off. You want to be a basketball player, yeah, there might be 1 in 1,000 chance that you'll be that, maybe more than that, basketball player. Or if you get in the league, you're only there for a short period of time. So you should be preparing for other things. So I'm going to start with you, Wise. What do you believe, what would you tell a young adult who is looking for a career that may not be an attainable career? What advice would you give that person?
Have a plan. With your plan A, have a plan B, C, D, mm-hmm. and a possible.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, first of all, when you're looking at finding out something you want to do, find something that you love to do. That way you'll never work a day in your life. Don't use money as a principle, because I'm working with a lot of people who are unhappy as shit and make a god bucket full of money, and they are miserable because they pursue a career that gains money instead of find some type of enrichment. Find what you like to do, and that way you can sustain your lifestyle. But if you do what you like I do, then you feel like you never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Plan A, B, C, D, and a possible.
IQ?
Make plan A, B, C, D, and E. Make it plain. So you want to be a rapper? Understand what production is. Understand what writing is. Understand all the other components that come with rapping, so that should lyricists not be in your immediate future, perhaps producing might be. Perhaps writing might be. Also, Wiz covers pretty much all of it. But at the end of the day, you have to make sure that whatever it is that you figure out that you want to do for you, make sure you love you so much that it's worth whatever work is necessary to put into making sure the plan is executed.
Yeah,
right.
One last
make
thing.
Sure that, well, I'm sorry, go ahead, Wiz.
One last thing. Don't plan for what you in life, whatever you plan, you're not going to get what you want. You're going to get what you work for. Once again,
right.
You don't get what you want, you get what you work for.
And I was just going to mention that when you go into a field, you should understand that there's different positions in that field. Like, let's say you want to be a rapper, but you go in and you start learning about the music business. You might end up being a lawyer in music business. You might end up doing other things in the industry. You know, you might want to go into film and shoot films, but you might end up being an administrator at Paramount. You know, you have to look in that industry at other things that there are to do besides just that one thing. Be flexible with it because you never know, and you might still fulfill what you want just in another way. You know, I always say God works in mysterious ways. He doesn't always give you what you want, but in the end you end up with what you got and what you want, you know, just in a different way. You know what I'm saying? That's what people say.
I just want to add one thing real quick. Be open to listening to that voice above. Because once you learn what you are destined to do, once you learn what it is you were meant to do while you were here, like Wiz said, when you're going to work, it's not a job because you love what you do to the point where the paycheck is a bonus. So figure out what it is that you were meant to do. Figure out why you're here. Once you figure that out, accomplishing the rest of it won't be so difficult.
Right, and make that plan. Make that plan. Hopefully before you get out of high school, adjust it as you need to as the years go by. But definitely make the plans and go move forward with it. Yeah, Wiz.
And, you know, the last thing I want to say is, like, parents and individuals at adolescents, if you're listening, like, don't be afraid to fail. It was from my hardest fails I learned to proceed, be open, and pursue my greatest success. Letting your children fail and letting them pick themselves up is the best thing you can do. Failure is just first attempt at learning. After that, I receive mounds of success. There is no such thing as a failure if you learn from it.
All right, we're going to have to leave it at there. Thank you for joining us tonight on Cyber Media Radio. For questions and comments, you can reach us on our Facebook page at Cyber Media Radio or email us at smr@cybermedia.com. From the executive producer, Perry Wooding, and producer, Josh Johnson, Sean Defense, and Sean Ennis, as well as myself, Dwight Walker. See you next week. And remember, Psalms 37:24. Peace out, y'all.
I love you.